This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who is also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today as U.S. forces prepare to be completely moved out of Iraqi cities by the end of June. That would be tomorrow. So what should we be looking for as this transition happens, and how well prepared are the Iraqis to defend their own urban areas? And Captain Nash, it's always good to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
This is considered a major milestone here. How closely do we need to watch this, and what will be a measure of success in the days and weeks ahead?
Well, I think we'll be watching it very closely as Americans, and as you move closer to the theater and those who are actually doing the fighting, they're going to be watching it very, very closely. There will be advisors with the Iraqi forces. It's not as if it's going to be poof and all of the American military is going to be absent from the cities and locked onto compounds or anything remotely like that. What's going to happen is the American combat forces that up until this point, under the Status of Forces Agreement, have had the ability to get out into the country and to prosecute targets that they saw through intelligence, now have to coordinate with the Iraqis, and that is transitioning to a situation where the Iraqis are calling the shots. They are using their own combat forces, their own police and national security forces, and U.S. forces are there in an advisory capacity and as requested by the Iraqi forces. So we're going from what was predominantly U.S. while training Iraqi to U.S. and combined Iraqi to now Iraqi dominant in charge of the security situation, where the U.S. could be called upon if the situation gets out of control, if it's really needed.
Captain Nash, from the folks that you've talked to in positions to know, how confident are we really that the Iraqis can, for the most part, handle this on their own?
They are very outspoken in public. General Odierno hit the talk show circuit over the weekend. He was saying he's very confident that the Iraqis can handle it. This is going to come down, Greg, more along the lines of a political tussle right now. And that is, if the Maliki government can convince the mainstream Sunni that they have nothing to fear from the central government, then this is going to work out okay, because the only folks who will be spoilers in this will be Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda Mesopotamia, and some of the neighbors, principally the Iranians, who have their own problems right now, and the Syrians. So the main spoilers are those who we've been dealing with for a while and pretty much eradicated, which is Al-Qaeda and the mischief caused by Iranian interference inside the country. If the Shia government, Maliki's government, can convince the Sunni, they have nothing to worry about. If not, and some of these Sunni groups stand back up, then that's where the real length and breadth of the trouble could come from.
Captain, we have seen the violence escalate, though, over a couple hundred people killed in just the past week or so. Is that a sign that these insurgents are starting to rev up their plans here as they see this transition proceed? Or is this still just an unfortunate part of the cycle over there, for lack of a better term, a blip in the pattern that we've seen of relative calm there?
It's a blip in the pattern. I mean, a blip of several hundred people killed is not, nothing to take lightly. But back in 2006 and 2007, those statistics were 10 times that much. So there's been a significant ratcheting down. But right now, in the seams of this transition between the Americans pulling back and the Iraqis staying in strength, what you're seeing is opportunism by some of these fringe radical groups trying to get their markers out there, almost like a gang recruiting kind of a thing, where they're trying to show that they're dominant in a local area. And that will be the test for the Maliki government and the Iraqi security forces. Can they get their thumb on and their hands around the throats of these local groups? If they can, then you're going to see a very successful transition. If they can't and things start to spiral out of control, that's when they're going to have to call for U.S. forces to possibly start hammering that back in. But once we stand back from this, I think the United States is going to be somewhat reluctant to try to jump right back in again. We're going to want to let the Iraqis fend for themselves for some period of time on this, just so they can make the mistakes, come back, because in this transition, there will be some mistakes made, and they're going to have to deal with that.
Captain, you mentioned a moment ago and just now again what the critical parts are here for the Maliki government to make this transition work as successfully as possible. It sounds like we are going to see, to some extent, what many had feared a few years ago when the Bush administration adamantly said no timetables, because the enemy will lie in wait and then see their opportunity and strike. Do you believe that we're likely to see a significant effort, or have the combined forces been so successful in beating back the insurgency that it's going to be quite a bit less significant than what we would have seen a couple of years ago?
I think, based on the reactions of General Odierno and many of the others who have gone on record, that it's the latter, that because so much time has passed and because of the effectiveness of the surge, the training of the Iraqi forces, the ability of those combined forces over the last year to 18 months to be able to set up stability in a country where stability was almost no longer even in the lexicon, but to get things back under control in these cities and villages and towns, the Iraqi people now have so tired of what was back in 2005, 6, 7, that they are supportive of their new military. When I say new military, this is not Saddam's military who they were afraid of, not Saddam's police department who they were afraid of. There's a new understanding now of what this means, and time will tell. Time will tell. There are no givens in any of this, but the hope and the read of the intelligence, based on the outward statements of Odierno and others, seem to indicate that this has a pretty good shot.
What now, in our last minute or so here, Captain, is the focal point of the military having pulled back from these urban areas once that's complete? What will, in addition to obviously monitoring what's happening in the cities and so forth, what will be the priorities?
I think the main priorities are going to be working with the Maliki government on a political basis to ensure that they don't allow the perception that if you are Sunni, you are in trouble in Iraq, because it's going to have to be Team Iraq coming out of this. So this is by and large a political situation. The other thing is maintaining that contact with the Shia community, because if the bombs keep going off in Sadr City, again, the Maliki government is going to have to convince the Shia that they are not just abandoning Sadr City to Sunni extremists. So it's going to be monitoring that political situation. It's up to the Maliki government to do it. The U.S. can't do it, but it's monitoring that. And the other thing is maintaining the intelligence picture so that we can support the Iraqi government, but also having a solid picture in case we are called back in. We have been up to speed. We know what's going on, and we can be immediately effective as opposed to having been out of the picture for a while. That would be extremely dangerous.
Captain, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.